sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Hump Day Wednesday, September 3rd, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. The Bridge Walk. Over 33,000 people walked the bridge, Mackinac Bridge, on Labor Day. But it was a very interesting role for politicians. Normally, the governor of the state leads the party off as being the first group off to walk the bridge. Well, this year, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is in Japan. So the next person in the chain of command is the current acting governor of the state of Michigan right now, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist. And he's running for governor as a Democrat primary candidate. So where was he? Nowhere to be found. So who did they put in charge of leading the first group off? Current, retiring U.S. Senator Gary Peters. Now, I've got a very interesting question for the U.S. Senator not running for re-election. Gary Peters, are you thinking about running for governor? And haven't announced yet? Is that what you're up to, buddy? Because I got to tell you, that was my first guttural reaction when I heard the news stories and got a text message from one of our listeners that Gary Peters was, in fact, leading the first group off this past Monday, Labor Day. And it's very, very interesting. It's very interesting. Because even though all these people have announced that they're getting in the race and running for governor and raising money and collecting signatures on their petition sheets and doing all that, Democrats have their favored little girl, Jocelyn Benson, the cute little blonde Secretary of State. But Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist has already announced and has been out raising money, collecting signatures. Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson is also running for the Democrat ticket. But where were they? Especially Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, because he is currently, right now, as we speak, the acting governor of the state of Michigan, because Whitmer's in Japan on an economic tour for 2 weeks. she's going to be in Japan. But we're going through a budget negotiation process because the budget, the current budget we're operating under, fiscal year 2025, ends in 27 days. What was Gary Peters doing leading the first group off on Labor Day walking the Mackinac Bridge? Is he going to run for governor? That's my question. Well, we'll see what happens. I think he is. He just hasn't announced it yet. Well, on the Republican side, we got some interesting things happening too. We're going to take a short break. We'll get into the Republican side of governor's race for next year's primary. We'll be right back. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky. There's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling grab you deep.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Just to wrap up my thoughts, my guttural reaction to hearing that U.S. Senator Gary Peters, who is not running for re-election, announced it early, allowed all these people to get into that race. took the place of Governor Gretchen Whitmer and was the leader of the pack for the bridge walk on Labor Day. Just saying. Because as we move forward, their favored candidate leading in the polls right now, Jocelyn Benson, well, she's got some legal problems. And it's coming from the form of Washington, D.C. Pam Bondi, the attorney general at the Department of Justice in Donald Trump's cabinet, has been given information about Jocelyn Benson in the way that she handled the 2020 election, the 2022 election, and even the 2024 election. She's still stonewalling the House Republicans' subpoenas, fighting them in court. According to my wife, who is in Lansing right now at a conference, telling me that they have come in and have basically scrubbed everything for what they're telling these clerks. Over 700 of them are in a conference yesterday and today. We'll be heading back home later this afternoon. Is that they are independent, autonomous, and get to run the elections next year the way they see fit. But here are the election laws that you need to understand to make sure you don't violate the laws. A complete reversal of what Jocelyn Benson told the clerks to do back in 2020, back in 2022. Even to a certain extent, what they just went through on November 5th of 2024. But now we're heading into next year's election where she's a candidate on the primary ballot to be the next governor on the Democrat side. Well, all of that has all been scrubbed. And they have a complete new approach to talking to the clerks in Lansing this week. Again, inside baseball, folks. Well, on the Republican side, like it or not, the Republican gubernatorial candidates have a wild card element that they have to think about in the form of Carla Wagner. Of course, you know her as being the founder, researcher, person who's been pushing the elimination of property taxes in the state of Michigan. Well, guess what? She has announced that she's also running for governor. And while her and her volunteers are out collecting signatures to put Axe My Tax on the ballot next year, she's also asking them to collect signatures, 30,000 of them, to put her on the ballot for governor. MERS News Service reports, on one hand, Carla Wagner is leading the charge to eliminate Michigan's property taxes, while at the same time hoping that that effort will bring her enough votes to give her the Republican gubernatorial nomination. Well, the question was asked, will it work? Well, veteran Michigan pollster Bernie Porn of Epic MRA said, it's possible. If the sun, the moon, and the stars were all in the proper alignment, and she was able to get enough boots on the ground to push her election, and if the other candidates divide up the vote in a certain way, it's actually possible that she could win the nomination. But she's going to have to raise a lot of money and spend it on advertising. Well, here's some interesting things to ponder. For what it's worth. You know me always joking about my friend Little Timmy Skubik of Off the Record, NPR's funded little TV show Inside Lansing. Well, they have a YouTube channel. The program itself, WKAR, is a public service TV program that has sponsors to put them on the air. they simulcast their TV show Off the Record on their YouTube channel. Guess what? When Carla Wagner, the founder of Ask My Tax, was there, she got over 66,000 views on their YouTube channel. The previous high water mark was Ted Nugent when he was on the show, and he only got 10,000 views. Put it in comparison perspective, Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan, his recent foyer appearance on the program, netted less than 10,000. YouTube viewers, many of whom stayed for the entire broadcast when Carla Wagner was on. So the question to ponder is whether she has enough yes votes on the property tax issue that will turn into votes from voters to vote for her to be the next governor. Horn says, the poster guy, he thinks she actually has a chance to influence the outcome of the Republican primary, even though chances of her actually winning it are probably less than that because she doesn't have enough money compared to the other candidates. But here's his thought process. If, in fact, those people who sign petitions that are supportive of eliminating property taxes and then are also influenced enough to support her for governor because she ran on this, she's pushing this on the debate stage, if she gets enough signatures, she will be on the debate stage with all of these candidates. Mike Cox, former Attorney General, current Congressman John James, current Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, and former Speaker of the House, Tom Leonard. Well, guess what? If they split enough of the votes, because basically you have five serious candidates, Carla Wagner, Mike Cox, John James, Tom Leonard, and Eric Nesbitt. Well, guess what? You've got five. Out of 100%, all of them get 20%. 20-20-20-20-20. What happens if she's able to pull just enough votes away from, for example, Mike Cox or Tom Leonard, the two candidates that are not current politicians, former politicians? Mike Cox, former Attorney General. Tom Leonard, the former Speaker of the House. Well, James is a current congressman and Eric Nesbitt is a current state senator. If she's able to pull enough votes from the non-politicians or from the politicians, she could win the primary with 21, 22, 23, 24% of the vote. This is getting really interesting, people. Well, Epic MRA poster porn says he believes an obvious key to her candidacy is money. The gubernatorial race, listen to this, is projected to combine spend $152 million. Horn said it's going to be tough for Carla Wagner to penetrate the masses unless she's able to spend at least $10 million in the primary to boost her name ID through advertising. My guess is she would not likely be as competitive as the other candidates who have a lot of money to buy advertising. Well, this run by Carla Wagner, founder of AskMyTax.org, by the way, is the website. MERS News Service says it's reminiscent of the campaign of Bob Tisch, his campaign for governor back in 1982. when he tried to ride the same issue into the executive office. Back then, the anti-tax climate was not as severe as Tisch wanted it to be. 60 to 70% of Macomb County supported the effort. But it's not the case because schools and local governments are able to pass tax increases. Well, driven part of these cuts are coming out of the Trump administration at the national level and is now trickling down to local entities within the state. Back then, the gangly Tisch was unable to parlay his anti-tax voters into a win. However, his independent run did get him 5% of the vote to qualify his party to stay in future state elections. What happened that year? Enough votes were pulled from the Republican that allowed then U.S. Congressman Jim Blanchard to become the next governor. Again, 1982. Well, this time, as far as Governor Carla Wagner, Horn says, I'm not sure that this issue is going to raise her enough money to get her name ID out there. But she is definitely going to influence the Republican governor gubernatorial primary. Pretty interesting. And here's the other component to this. All of this is going to cost a ton of money in the primary. Not just the Republicans, but the Democrats as well. Sitting on the sideline, not having to compete in the primary at all, is independent Democrat Mayor Mike Duggan, mayor of Detroit. He, using his political strategy, talking with his consultants, very wisely, in my opinion, decided to run as an independent. He didn't want to compete against Benson, Garland Gilchrist, or Chris Swanson on the Democrat primary race. He wanted to avoid spending any money in August so he could focus all of his fundraising efforts on November. And as an independent, his message is really simple. Are you sick and tired of the Republicans just as much as the Democrats in the state of Michigan? Well, my name is Mike Duggan. I'm an independent candidate running to be your next governor. I am the most effective mayor in the country. Look at what I've done to the city of Detroit. Tigers are going to be in the playoffs this year. The Red Wings are claiming they've got a great team lined up for next year. And the Detroit Lions, hopefully, are going to be in the playoffs as well. Look at what is happening in Detroit, people. And I'm the mayor that got it all done. Even though he had nothing to do with the sports teams. But he's a politician. He'll take credit for it. Bottom of the Hour News, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.